I want to come to you tonight with the title of World Wrestling Federation. I know that sounds kind of funny, but just bear with me because I promise you we're going somewhere.
Yes, sir.
One night at Mazio's, me and Brother Kyle, and it was a couple of us sitting around. We were talking about how funny that it might have been to hear, you know, Moses or somebody like that speaking to one of these world wrestling voices. But it just got me to thinking. And if you'll go with me to the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 14 through 20. When you have it, say, "I'm there." Is this mic too loud, y'all?
You're good.
Okay.
You're good. Verses what?
Mark chapter 4, verses 14 through 20. It says, "The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes in immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, who root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation and persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among the thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Would you pray with me tonight? Yeah. Father God, we just come to you once again in this place. We ask that your word goes forth and sets a fire and a flame upon the hearts of your people, Lord. Lord, that your seed be planted and that it grow to be fruitful and do what it is that you've called it to do in our hearts and lives. Father, I pray that you anoint my mind and my heart and my tongue, that I might be able to share your word in accordance with your spirit, that you would be able to be lifted up and glorified by all things said and done
granted
in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Back in the early 90s, late 80s, every little man's dream was to be part of the WWF. Anybody with me?
Yeah, come on.
How many of you used to run around dropping elbows and jumping off the top rope, which is the back of your couch, and all that good stuff? The great wrestlers of the day, they would battle it out for a title. You know, it was that belt that was sought after. It was something that they could show off. And when they would get this belt, they would throw it either over their shoulder or they would wear it up out front. And they would walk up and they would say, "Let me tell you something, brother. You're not about to take my belt." Anybody remember those days?
Yeah.
Yes. Come on.
I want to talk to us tonight about a different kind of belt, though. We don't care about worldly belts. We don't care about WWF. But I want to talk to us about the belt of truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, brother. You ain't taking my belt.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yes. Amen.
These chunky leather belts, they're covered in gold, don't have anything on the belt of truth.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, we have Paul writing from a place of bondage. And he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Mm-hmm. And put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to
stand."
Somebody say it with me. Stand against the wiles of the devil. "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Therefore, stand, having your waist girded about with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the gospel of peace."
Yes, Brother Jeremy. Preach.
"Above all, taking the shield of faith, which you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God."
Yeah.
Yes.
"Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for the saints."
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We don't have time to break down every piece of armor tonight, but I want to talk about this belt that we should wear so proudly, that we should wear at the forefront of our lives, and that is that belt of truth. You see, Paul, imprisoned at this time, was talking about put on the whole armor of God.
Right.
How many of you would sit in a rat-infested dungeon with sewer dripping on your head and say, have everything that you can do, put on God's armor and stand?
Yes, sir.
But the first thing he talks about is having our loins girt about with truth. I don't have time to explain all these, but without truth, the believer is lost.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
The power of the enemy will surely prevail over your life if you don't have truth at the forefront of everything you
do. Yes, sir.
In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
Yes, sir.
And no man comes to the Father but by me.
Right.
Without having your loins girt about with truth, you are helpless against attacks from the enemy.
Yes.
John chapter 15 and verse 26, it says, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, which will proceed from the Father, he shall testify of me.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
This belt is so important because why? It holds the sword.
Yes.
Yes.
If you don't have your belt, where are you going to put your sword?
Right.
How many of you know that you're not sanctified unless you've got truth at the forefront of your life?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
It's true.
John chapter 17, verse 15 through 19. I do not pray that you should take them out of this world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
Yeah.
They are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. This is Jesus talking. And he said in 17, sanctify them by your truth.
Yes.
Your word is truth.
Yes.
How many of you agree with me tonight? We've got to have the belt of truth.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
We've already seen that we can't be saved, we can't be sanctified, and we can't be filled with the Holy Ghost if the truth isn't in us.
Right.
Right.
Again, in 1 Peter 1 and 13,
yes,
therefore gird up the loins of your mind and be sober.
Yeah.
And rest fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Christ.
Uh-huh.
How can you gird up your loins if you are not wearing the belt of truth?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if I have spoke to y'all in that context before about girding up your loins. Does anybody remember a sermon? I talked about this a while back. Whenever Job was going through it in Job 38. Anybody ever been going through something here recently?
Yeah.
He said, gird up thy loins like a man. For I will demand of thee.
Yeah.
When Jeremiah was charged with prophecy, again, God said, therefore, gird up your loins and arise and speak unto them.
Yes, sir.
What I've commanded thee. Mm-hmm. And be not dismayed at their faces.
Come on.
God was sending an army out to do his work.
Yes.
And every time in and time out, we see gird up your loins.
Mm-hmm.
You can't gird up your loins if you're not wearing a belt.
Right.
He said in 2 Kings, when Elisha sent his staff with Gehazi to raise the dead, he said, gird up your loins and take your staff in your hand and go your way. And if you meet anybody on the way, don't even salute them. Just do what the word tells you to do.
Yes, sir.
This isn't even half of the examples that I've come up with, but how many of you know that the truth is Jesus, and the devil is a lie.
Amen.
And the devil is the father of lies.
Yes, sir.
You know, we do this on social media all the time. We have our views about somebody.
Come on.
And then all of a sudden, when that somebody says something that we disagree with, we allow lies from the enemy to come in. And then all of a sudden, we look at those people in a different light.
Come on.
Preach. Sometimes they're the leaders in the church.
Preach. Preach. Come on.
You see them and you look and you go, man, I really thought that was a man of God. I really thought that was a woman of God. And then all of a sudden, your views change because the devil has started bombarding your mind about lies about this person.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes you are the person of God. And people say, they're lying. It's not true about them.
Right.
You see, we lose sight of the truth of sanctification. And we drive off the lost because our belt of truth is no longer girding us and protecting us.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Because the cares and arguments of this life have crept in and ruined our belts.
Uh-huh.
You know, we started this thing out talking about those belts.
Right.
I promise you, if one of those wrestlers had somebody try to come up and tatter that belt, They were going to try to fight them off.
Yeah.
And we all know that's fake.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I didn't bust your bubble.
Yeah, big news.
Come on.
What I'm trying to get at tonight is that we have to have the belt of truth, girding up our loins, ready, prepared for action, before the Holy Spirit to be able to move in us and us be able to do what He says. We have to be full of the truth.
Yes.
What is truth? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
Yeah. Come on.
I tell people this all the time. They say, man, the enemy's really attacking my mind and I don't know what to do. Do what Jesus did. Quote the scripture to the devil.
Yes, sir.
Every single time when Jesus was in the wilderness and the devil came at him with something, he quoted scripture to him.
Amen.
Do you realize that one time the devil quoted scripture back? That's why you have to have the belt of truth at the forefront of your life, because the devil knows the scripture better than you do.
Yes,
and when he comes at you trying to take them out of context, you can say, oh no, buddy, that's not what God said.
Yes.
God said this.
Yeah.
In Jeremiah chapter 5, it shows the justice of God's judgment. But one thing I want to point out here, throughout these scriptures, it says, run to and fro throughout the streets of Jerusalem. See now and know, and seek her open places if you can find a man. If there's anyone who executes judgment, who seeks truth. And he goes on to say, I will pardon her. Though as they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are your eyes not on truth?
Right.
You've stricken them and they have not grieved. You've consumed them and they have not refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock and they have refused to return. Does that sound like anything that we're going through in society today?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear the truth.
Right.
And yes, my family loved to watch this show with Dr. Niles Arden. I think's his name. They call him Dr. Now. My 600-pound life. I don't know if you've ever watched it before, but it's always the same story. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
It was my mom and daddy's fault. It was my uncle's fault. It was my aunt's fault.
Yeah.
It was somebody else's fault. And Dr. Now walks in there and he tells them the truth. And then all of a sudden, they have a choice to make. Either I accept the truth or I reject the truth. Usually when they accept the truth, you see them go on and live their lives and become successful. But when they reject the truth, it's always the same story for them up until death.
Right.
And I don't know about That's you good. If you've seen it in the church house, but so many times we come in and we sit down up under the truth of God's Word and we reject the truth of God's Word because we love our sin more than we love God.
Yes, sir. Preach. Come on.
Whatever we're going through, whatever we're dealing with, whatever it is that we have in our life, we want to hang on to it because it's more important to us than the truth of God's Word.
Amen. Yes, sir.
It is true.
Anybody seen it?
Come on.
You got family members that are going through it? The truth is more important than anything else that we can deal with right now in this life. If you tell your kids the truth, you better hope it sticks.
Yeah.
They're not going to want to hear it. No, believe me, I got my oldest daughter. She don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, Brother Jeremy.
Good preaching, Brother Jeremy.
I know I'm using a lot of scripture here, but I always say this. I'd much rather you hear something God has to say than whatever I can come up with.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing good. Amen. Doing good.
Jeremiah chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. You know, a sash is kind of like a belt.
Yeah.
God said to Jeremiah, he said, thus saith the Lord unto me, go and get yourself a linen sash. Put it around your waist, but do not put it in water. So I got a sash according to the word of the Lord, and I put it around my waist. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time, saying, take the sash that you required, which is around your waist, and go to the Euphrates River and hide it in a hole in the rock. So I went and hid my sash at the river Euphrates as the Lord had commanded me. And now it came to pass after many days that the Lord said unto me, arise and go to Euphrates and take up the sash which I commanded you to hide there. And then I went to the river Euphrates and dug and took the sash from where I had hidden it. And there was the sash, ruined and profitable for nothing. Mm-hmm. How many times have we seen it? You come in here and you get down on your knees and you receive the truth of God's word, but just like the opening scripture, opening text tonight, there's so many things that can come by and just snatch the truth right out of your heart, out of your mind. And we don't even think another thing about it, but the truth, the word that was for you that day can be easily snatched from you.
Yes, sir.
And once it's snatched, then the truth is gone off and hidden somewhere, and you go back to try to find it, it's profitable for nothing because you rejected the truth that God said is for your life at that time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
This is exactly what we've been going on right here in the church world.
Yes.
We've been given a challenge to go and preach the gospel truth. We get saved. We come into the faith. We show off our belt. Let me tell you something, brother.
Yeah.
We gird up our loins, prepare for action, and the next thing you know, life hits us out of nowhere, and we take off our belt.
Yeah.
And when the enemy who wants to steal our belt, we no longer protect it. We just leave it hidden somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And then whenever we go back to find it, it's been tattered and worn, and for some reason it doesn't work like it did in the beginning.
Yes, sir. That's good. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do have some fight with us left over. You know, we haven't given up completely, but we do have a little fight left in us. But the problem is our ability to discern whether we're fighting flesh or whether we're fighting in the spirit keeps our belt hidden and tattered.
Yeah.
I pray for a spirit of discernment today over everyone that's in this place, that when you wake up in the morning, God, help me discern your truth. And help me do what it is that you want me to do today, because I don't want to hide your belt. I want to show it off to the world. And I want the truth to be known.
Amen.
Y'all hang tight. I'm closing. I know it's late.
No, you're good. You're good.
Amen. This is something that happened to me about a year ago. A year and a half ago, actually, back during COVID. All the mess going on in government, we talked about some of that tonight. All the mess going on with the media and articles and opinions, and so many things that try to consume our mind and our time. I was down this rabbit hole studying new technology, nanotechnology. And buddy, I went to Liberty University website and found every peer-reviewed article that I could find on nanotechnology and the possibilities and all of this stuff. And I got so far down this rabbit hole, I don't even know which direction I was looking. But I was sitting there one day, and I spent so much time and my mind consumed on it for so long. The Spirit of the living God spoke straight to my heart, and he said, Jonah. I said, what? What do you mean, Lord? He said, Jonah. Mm-hmm. Come on. So I put down what I was doing with technology. I went to the Word of God, and I picked it up and opened up to the book of Jonah, and I read the story of Jonah. Didn't really get what God was trying to say, so I read it again. Took me four times before it hit me. I sought out to read this word and reread it. We see historically that Jonah was given a charge to go to Nineveh to preach the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jonah was in his own mind frame and righteousness. Mm-hmm. And he hated the people of Nineveh, and he chose another path.
Yeah.
We all know how the story goes. He boarded the ship with the wrong intentions. He ended up in the belly of a great fish. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God was showing me that the fish that swallowed Jonah then is swallowing Christians today.
Yeah.
Come on.
That same spirit.
Yes, sir.
Is in us today. And what he was trying to speak to me was, he slapped me on the back of the head and he said, son, you're hiding the truth.
Come on.
You're seeking truth about other things, but you need to be seeking my truth, because somebody's going to need to hear my truth at work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to need to feel my spirit at work tomorrow. And when you're wrapped up in yourself and you're wrapped up in the things that you want to do and the ways that you want to go, I'm going to throw you into the belly of a great fish.
Come on. Come on.
And every bit of my truth is going to be swallowed up in the depths of the sea and be profitable for nothing.
Yes, sir. Good.
I have no idea what your fish is today. It might be doubt. It might be unbelief. It might be your job. It might be a news story or a pandemic. It might be a goal in your life. It might be an idol or a hobby or even worldly research. But it's buried the truth so deep down in its belly that the moisture and the seaweed and the stench has taken over, and all of a sudden, if I was to grab it up and pull it out and try to show somebody the belt that I was supposed to be girding up my loins with,
yes, sir,
it wouldn't be profitable,
yes,
to
sir,
the people around me. Stop acting like this battle is with flesh and blood.
Yes.
This is not the World Wrestling Federation. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
This
yes,
is
sir,
the Spiritual Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
We can't wrestle in our own strength.
No.
We have to gird up our loins and go in haste carrying the truth of God's word to the lost.
Yeah.
He said, look up, for the fields are white and ready for harvest.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
They're there.
Yes, they are.
But why can't we speak the truth?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
What is Jonah?
Yes, sir.
What is the fish in your life that swallowed you up like it swallowed Jonah?
That's good.
What's
yes,
keeping
sir,
you from sharing the truth every single moment of the day?
Yeah.
Brother Chris has been doing an awesome teaching on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
Yes.
And man, we've got to grab a hold of that so that we can focus on the truth.
Yes, sir.
If we're so busy and we're so wrapped up in ourselves and we have to have that next thing and we're staying all the time working, we're staying all the time busy, we're staying all the time on social media.
Right. Amen.
Where's their time for the truth?
Right.
Yeah.
Put your phone down.
Amen.
Yeah.
Put your worries down. Put your cares down and go back to the truth of God's
Amen,
word.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
In Luke 10, the 70 were sent out. And again, he said the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers.
Yes, sir.
Into
the harvest.
Is there anybody ready to say, Lord, I'm done burying your truth?
Mm-hmm.
I won't hide it under a bushel. But just like Jonah prayed, whenever he was in the belly of that whale, he said, Lord, I'm sorry. How many of you know we got to say I'm sorry sometimes?
Yes, sir.
I don't care if it's in your relationship with your children. Sometimes you have to go to them and say I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
I don't care if it's a relationship with your wife or your parents or your brother and your sister. Sometimes you have to go and say, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
But most importantly, if you want the truth to be at the forefront of your life as a believer, you have to go to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Take all the lies. Take all the untruths. Take everything out of me that does not belong to you and let me focus on your truth.
Uh-huh.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. For though we walk in the flesh,
yes, sir. Come on.
We do not war according to the flesh.
No. No, no.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds.
Mighty.
The truth says to me, gird up your loins.
Yeah.
The truth says to me, wear my belt
yeah,
at the forefront. Because when I tell you it's time for action, you have to have a place for the sword of the living God. When I tell you it's time for action, you have to have a place to grab a hold of that cloak and shove it down into that belt and take out and do what I called you
Amen.
To do.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Glory. Yes, sir.
How many of you want to share the gospel truth?
Yes,
yes sir.
Amen.
God already done something in this building tonight mm-hmm. that this message or song or anything else couldn't
right.
do.
Right.
But God.
That's true.
But God.
Amen.
Isn't he good?
Yes, he is.
Just stand with me all over the building.